This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very nice of the Yankees to send over some WFAN Yankees knit caps. So we've got one for all of us.
I mean, let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Well, why do the Yankees have to send it over? Why don't we have some here?
That's a great question. You know, it's a question I asked last week.
I mean,
actually.
It's WFAN logoed. I mean, it's nice. It's Yankee logoed.
We don't make anything here.
Oh, is that the way it works?
Well, if you think about it, right? We don't make our own T-shirts.
Right.
We don't make anything. So they, you know.
I mean, yeah, they're nice hats. You know, I'm not going to wear it, though.
Yeah, I got mine.
Oh, I see, Jerry, I see you got yours on.
I'll wear it.
Yeah, Al's got his on.
Al's got his.
Eddie refused to even take the thing
from
me.
He didn't even want it.
Like, I reached out my hand with the hat. I said, Eddie, WFA and Yankees cap. And he just stared at me, would not even take it to give it to somebody else.
He knew that, though.
He didn't even want to re-gift it, though. I thought maybe he would take it and re-gift it to a Yankee fan in the building, but he didn't even want to touch it. But I've got mine prominently displayed right in front of me here with the WFAN logo and everything else, so.
It's there not for a couple, you know, I don't know when this giveaway is, but we expect to have them here at the station.
Oh, really?
We do?
Mr. Chernoff told me.
Oh, okay. Really? Okay, really. Then how come he doesn't have them? How come had to get them?
Not given away yet.
Yeah, well, I had to get them.
Right. But we got the pre-order.
Where'd you get them from?
Not to be discussed.
He's got your sauces.
Got sauces and stay away from my sauces.
Are these hot?
Did you get these off the back of a truck?
Yeah, did these fall off the truck?
I didn't get them off of the back of a truck. No, I don't operate in that world. You know that.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's just it's a little curious how you were able to get your hands on these before anybody else could.
You know what? Because I can. All right, let's just leave it that way.
All right, we will leave it at
I tried to do you guys a solid.
No, I think it's very nice of you.
Yeah,
it's
but I didn't want one. I don't you know.
Sure you did.
My friend sent me one and said, oh, wear proudly. And I'm like, hey. Come on now. Calm down with that.
Or that Yankee sweatshirt of yours that you wear.
Right. Yeah, the New York Yankee sweatshirt.
Stop it. It's not a New York Yankee. It's a J.Crew sweatshirt.
You're telling yourself sweatshirt. That. That's fine.
Right. Hi, my name is Boomer, and I love the Yankees.
Here we go. Here we go. Every year in September, it's the same thing.
Well.
Every year.
Yeah. That's because one team and the Mets are officially dead now, unfortunately. I mean, that weekend crushed
them. Of course, now all of a sudden they start hitting against the crappy Colorado Rockies. But then Steven Matz is not pitching at home,
right,
so he has a meltdown and gives up a hit to the opposing pitcher.
Yeah, who hadn't had a hit since the same calendar day a year ago.
Yeah. It's his day.
September 16th, Antonio Cincedela Day.
All right, Jerry, what else is going on in sports?
Well, we are brought to you by Direct Energy Business, your go-to team for total energy management. We got to start with Monday Night Football before we get to the Mets, obviously. You know, the Jets and the Browns last night, MetLife Stadium, a lot going on here and a lot with Odell Beckham Jr.
Second down there behind the chain, second and 12, snap back, he's got it. Looking middle, looking far right, going down the right sideline, and a one-handed grab by Beckham, but he is out of bounds.
No, he's
and
not.
Now they're going to say he's got it inside the five
they're
and the four.
Say
what
got
a
it.
Catch by Beckham with a.
When play-by-play guys do that, that drives me nuts. Like, oh, now they're going to say this. Right. They didn't say he was out of bounds. You assumed he was out of bounds, and you made the call prematurely.
That was Browns radio. I didn't play it because of that, but just because I know TV, CBS Sports Network would play the highlight. And then Beckham would cap off his night.
Baker Mayfield is in the shotgun with Chubb at his side with the first and 10. Fakes the handoff. He throws to Odell. Beckham Jr. catches in the 25. Foot race to the 30. On the hash mark, the 40. Foot race to the 50. From the 40. On the numbers, the 30. Breaks the tackle, 20. Down the near sideline, 10. 5. Touchdown. Odell Beckham Jr. A quick hitter. 89-yard touchdown pass. Baker Mayfield to Odell Beckham Jr. in his return to MetLife Stadium.
Kevin Harlan on Westbrook.
So an OBJ night. All right, so he has to come off the field in the beginning because he's got a
cramping again, wasn't he?
No, tinted visor.
He has a tinted visor first.
Yes. Not allowed to have that,
so he's off the field.
Right.
Then he starts cramping again, so he's got to do his every week fluid routine.
I got to exit before the first half is over.
Right, to get the fluids. He has his one-handed catch, and then he takes a slant to the house for
everything.
Night. So it was classic him. This was his. He put his whole resume on display last night.
But he did not wear the watch.
He didn't. He didn't want to get fined.
I thought he had it on in the fourth quarter. He did not.
He put it on in the fourth quarter?
I thought he had it on for a few plays
I didn't
in the
see
fourth
it. I didn't
quarter.
See it.
I didn't see it. I just assumed when I didn't see it in the first quarter, he wasn't going to put it on at any point.
I could
he
be
may
wrong
have worn
about
it in
that.
Pregame warm-up or something,
perhaps. Maybe that is the case.
But yeah. So you had all of Odell, right?
Yeah,
there.
You did. That was
every
him, man.
Little piece of it. Yeah. All the nonsense and all the greatness and just all the just minutia that comes along with them.
Six catches, 161 yards, and that touchdown, 23-3. The Browns beat the Jets, who really had no chance last night. Trevor Siemian leaves early in the second quarter with an ankle injury that looked hideous. Supposedly on crutches in a walking boot after the game, MRI to death.
I don't know how he walked.
Snap.
Yeah, I don't know how he walked off the field.
Looked awful.
Yeah.
Luke Falk, 20 of 25, 198 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions as he came on. As quarterback, Jets in need of a quarterback now. And the offensive line was just a disaster. Here's Adam Gase. What a mess.
We're going to have to look at these guys, like all our guys, and just see who's doing their job, who's not. Do we have to move pieces around? Do we have to kind of change some things up?
Le'Veon Bell, 68 yards rushing, 62 yards receiving. He says, not good enough tonight.
We just got to execute and get better, period. We got to pass protect better. We got to catch balls. We got to protect the football. Eliminate pre-snap penalties.
So they're,
and we'll be fine.
So there are 32 teams in the league.
Yeah.
Where would you rank the Jet quarterback situation right now out of those 32 teams?
Top of my head, 30th.
31st, the Giants is worse.
I don't know about that. Daniel Jones is healthy.
No, I'm kidding.
He's just being a jerk about Eli.
I'm just being a jerk about Eli. No. It's probably the worst in the league. Just because we don't know the timetable for Sam Darnold right now. You lost your backup.
Right.
You lost your backup, and now you got Luke Falk with the Patriots. I think Gardner Minshew's a better option right now. He's actually played okay. I think it's the worst in football.
So when you hear Le'Veon Bell saying, we got to eliminate the pre-snap penalties and things like that, pre-snap penalties happen when quarterbacks get on the field who have not been on the field, and now they're dealing – with the anxiety and the speed of the game. And then all of a sudden, they start with the snap counts and everything's different. And the offensive line is kind of uneasy because they're not really sure what the guy behind them is doing. And it just adversely affects every aspect of the offense. It's just the way it is. And for the most part, however, I would just say, I would give Luke Falk a pretty good grade given that he actually went out there and completed some passes.
Well, I wanted to see him leave at some point. The game, not to get hurt, but just maybe, I don't know, maybe he had a visor on that was illegal, just to see what they would do at quarterback after Luke Falk, right? Like, what was the option after Luke Falk?
Supposedly, Ty Montgomery, maybe?
Al said it was Bell.
That would have been amazing.
Just line him up in the
and he did line up in the Wildcat a couple of times last night.
Yeah, it's in the paper today that Bell is there, listed as their emergency quarterback.
That would have been, imagine if he led them back, like to come back, Le'Veon Bell standing back there, just throwing rockets to guys.
I tell you what, he's a good player, man. Jesus, God, is he good. I forgot how good he was.
Yeah.
Here's Falk. Did some things well.
I think we had some positive plays out there. I think we got some real drives going. It's just in those critical moments, we got to find a way to convert and score some points.
So that said, at the end of the day, they're 0-2.
Poor guy.
I mean, it's Luke Falk giving a post-game press conference on what he believes the Jets have to do on offense.
It looks like he works at a Hertz.
Good for him, though, man. I mean, good for him. I mean, he is now the leader.
He is for now.
Yes.
He is for now. Here's Robbie Anderson. This is a long clip.
He's got to go against Tom Brady next week.
Anderson can't take it anymore.
Can't fathom it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just dying to win, you know what I'm saying? Like, going out here every day since I've been here, putting in my all in. All I want to do is win. That's all I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just very depressing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels like we'd be right there, but then again, it's just not, it's hard.
It's depressing.
Do you know what he's saying, Jerry?
I do know what he is saying.
Bro, I know what you're saying, bro, all right? I got it. I know what you're freaking saying. Let's see what the spread is next
week. We looked at this up already. There is none, right, Al?
There's got to be one.
There was no line?
I looked last night. It was 18.5 last night. When I looked again this morning to see if it moved, it was not bettable on the app I was on.
Wow, you think that Luke Falk maybe moved the needle.
Yes, moved the needle right off the edge of the earth. I can't even get it.
Here's Odell Beckham. Oh, you do that. Here's Beckham about what was said on Friday in Florham Park.
What was your feelings about what Greg Williams said the other day about basically said you think you were one of the league's most dynamic players?
Who?
That's funny. Oh. Is that not funny?
You know, it's not. I don't mind what Odell Beckham did.
Yeah, that's
fine. Of course he should say. I'm just saying it's like little tattletale reporters going from one guy. And did you hear what he said? What do you think he said? I mean, come on.
Oh, well, they don't really all.
You know what?
I
wish those reporters sometimes could put a uniform on and go out there and play. That would be fun.
Let's get something a little more important.
It says 18 right now on CBSSports.com, but I feel like it's going to be more than that.
Here's Baker Mayfield with the media.
This week, New York's defensive coordinator suggested that Odell is not a dynamic playmaker. Do you feel like he showed otherwise tonight?
He said that?
Yes.
Jesus. That's next question.
I thought that was a good answer.
But he didn't say that. Right, like
that was a joke. It was a joke.
That's not.
We played the audio. That was not a joke.
He didn't say he wasn't a dynamic playmaker. He's like, he's one of the most dynamic playmakers in the league. He's like, well, that's your opinion,
right?
What did the Giants say? I don't know.
Oh, come on,
it's
dude.
Not. He didn't. I mean, it's not like he was like he's not a dynamic playmaker.
But this is the kind of crap.
That's how I took it.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
He took it like you think he's good. I don't. That's exactly how I took it. Anyway, it's kind of fun, and I thought that was a good answer. Jets in New England on Sunday, and they will be a big, big underdog. Giants head coach Pat Shurmur would not commit to Eli as a starter going forward. Here he was asked about the quarterback spot with the media.
Eli's been our starter to this point, and you know I'm not really ready to get into any of those conversations about any position.
More Shurmur. Here comes the controversy, as you know.
So that means that's going to leave it open for...
I understand. I understand that, right? I do.
Shurmur then went on with Mike. Here's part one of a direct question.
Why are you the guy that can turn this team around?
Well, I think we got it. I think we have the right direction here. I really do.
Then Mike would interject.
Where is the improvement? Well, where is the improvement, Pat, though? Where is it? I don't see it.
Well, you know, I think we just mentioned it earlier. I said we've made some improvements in the offensive line. We've
but you're 5'24" on third down.
I get that.
I heard.
You know, I listened to this.
Pat Shurmur.
Mike will allow a guy to answer a question without just jumping on him.
No. You don't know what you're talking about,
Mike. Mike at one point, you don't do anything well. You're dreadful. You're terrible.
Defense horrific.
Yeah, your defense is terrible. Your offense is terrible. You can't do a thing well. You stink. How do you answer to that?
Mike's whole thing is that what Dave Gettleman's in hiding or something.
Yeah. Well, we all knew it was going to be a rebuild with this team. Do you really expect them to come out and play well? I mean, that 6 over under number was, I mean, you hammered that under as fast as you could.
What they need is a shot of energy in the arm, and there
That's
is
fine.
One player that will give it to them.
To your point, though, the one thing I would say is there are a couple of veterans in that secondary, and they are atrocious. They really are. I mean, Janoris Jenkins, not great. Antoine Bethea,
he can't cover
not
a guy
great.
For 20 seconds, Jerry. Let's play some football. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I do. But those things are not excusable either.
Yeah. No, Antoine
and
Bethea
quarterback
and Janoris
will be there this week probably. And if not this week, what was the week
man,
you thought?
Man, he needs – I think this week.
What's
I think
that?
This is the week, man. You got to put him out there, man.
If it's not
after the Patriot
God,
game.
Right. What the hell are you waiting for?
Yeah, at this point, enough.
I got guys – text me, SA Giant fans text me. You know, we got to kind of stop already. Stop, take the training wheels off. Take the little schnula out of the mouth.
Take the schnula out of the mouth?
Whatever the little man thing is that you put in the baby's mouth.
The binky?
You know?
A pacifier? Yeah,
the binky, whatever you call it. I don't know what the hell it is.
A schnula?
I don't know. Let's go. Let's just let him play. What the hell? You get Gardner Minshew to second playing?
Right, yes.
A couple of guys that won't be playing. Drew Brees, thumb surgery out at least
Falk
6 weeks.
Playing.
All right.
And Ben Roethlisberger will miss the rest of the season. Surgery on his elbow. Steelers reportedly acquiring Minka Fitzpatrick from the Dolphins for a 2020 first-round draft pick. And Jalen Ramsey's agents tell the Jaguars he'd like to be traded. Adam Vinatieri.
We're going to win that bitch.
The Colts kicker. Quickly, I know we're running out of time here. The Rockies beat the Mets 9-4. Mets got out. Yeah.
And I was going to say, did you see where Jalen Ramsey wants to go?
No.
Because I need to go to Vegas.
Oh, really?
Let's go to the Raiders. Yeah, I'm sure John Gruden's going to want him.
Colorado breaks it open with a 6-run fourth inning, highlighted by a couple of things. Starting pitcher Antonio Sensatella, game-tying 2-run single, snapped an 0-for-44 slide for him. And Trevor Story, the tie-breaking 3-run homer, both off of Steven Matz. Mets now 5 out for that second wild card spot. The Cubs don't lose. They've won 5 in a row, beat the Reds 8-2. Cardinals over the Nationals 4-2. Brewers beat the Padres 5-1. Yankees, Angels tonight on the Fan at 5:55. Luis Severino. Expected back, first start of the season opposed by Jose Suarez. Yankees 98-53, Astros 98-53. Houston playing Texas.
All right, thanks, Jack. Exactly, Jared. Who should get Jalen Ramsey?
The Jets?
Nope. I mean, I'd like to. Well, the Jets won't bring him in, I don't think. But Patriots.
Oh God.
Patriots should get him, and then they can, you know, then they could really be locked and loaded to play the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
Hmm.
That's how they're built. They are built to stop the Chiefs, man. That's that whole thing that Phil did to point out, like, all the secondary players that they have up there, that's all for one reason, and that's to stop the track meet that is Kansas City.
Now, I'd like to see the Jets get in on them, man. Bring them in. That'd be awesome. Why not? Add another personality to that group. I want a guy out there going, "We going to win that bitch." Out there, MetLife Stadium.
Dude, one thing, if you,
we gonna win that bitch.
You trade him for Tremaine Johnson, and then give them. So they take your problem.
Yeah,
you take
their
problem. You're gonna have to give more money to Jalen Ramsey, and you're probably gonna have to give a draft pick or something back.
They want a first round pick.
Jalen Ramsey's a pain in the ass, but he's a great player.
Got a first round pick. You would think that Jalen Ramsey would get one, but he's a pain in the neck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.